Welcome to the official league podcast. We're back again. And
no bye weeks for us.
No bye. Well, speak for yourself. I mean, I'm KZ, the greatest prognosticator in the game. And I'm joined by my co-host here, Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, who's always on a bye week. All right. So anyway, big week four. Some unexpected wins. Cheese beat Feinberg. What was that about?
Feinberg threw the. He wants a job. He just threw the week. I think
he was tired of his players getting hurt at the number one spot. So he decided he needed to change that. But before we get into anything else, we have to address the elephant, the proverbial elephant in the room. Was Herman tanking with the start of Miami defense in England versus the Saints?
Absolutely. I don't see any other way you can justify starting an absolutely terrible option.
All right, but like, defense is a defense. Is there, why is that such a bad option? Tell me.
Well, one, they're in London, so it's not. If they were at home, okay, fine, maybe. But statistically, they're not a good defense. They haven't played well this year. They're in London, and they're playing the Saints.
So you're going to take this as a direct chance to subtly tank?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's not a huge difference, but it could be the difference between winning and losing a week.
All right. So, is there a penalty going to be enforced here with Justin?
Our commissioner has decided to not impart a penalty upon Justin.
All right. So you get away with this. You get away with it this time, Justin. We're watching your defense selection. All right. No more Miami's versus versus New Orleans
or New England. That would be suspect as well.
Again, that's stop. Start Miami, and you won't get. you know, we won't have to say anything to you. Big injury, man. Dalvin Cook, knees done.
Bombshell injury.
Hopefully he's back by the beginning of next year, yeah. But you never know with these knee injuries. This guy like AP come back, run for 2,000 yards. Guy like Dalvin Cook could be out till this time next year. So,
yeah, I mean, just absolutely devastating injury for the Vikings offense and anyone who owns them in fantasy.
Now, I want to say that you've done something. You've sold your soul in some way. Because in the other league I know that you're in, you showed me a trade where it was you traded Dalvin Cook, and I believe you got two firsts and some other player back for him.
I traded Dalvin Cook, and I got I traded Dalvin Cook and Keenan Allen and a second, and I got David Johnson, Rishard Matthews, and a first.
Awesome for you. Cause
looks really good a week later.
Yeah, who would have thought that David Johnson was going to be the guy that was going to
be? He'll be back before.
Yeah, for sure going to be back.
Yeah, when I made the trade, everyone was like, oh, you're just giving up on this year. You know, you're just sacrificing this year for next year. And I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. And now, ironically, I'm going to get more production this year than I would have if I would have kept him.
And you're nice in the draft again because you had previously traded away that pick, your pick, I should say. So now you're back in the draft.
I'm back in.
You're back with the number one overall player. I mean, you really fucked that guy up.
Yeah. I actually fucked him even worse because I'm in another league with him. Mm-hmm. He's in my work league as well. Mm-hmm. And I actually traded him Dalvin Cook in that league as well.
He was the same week. He was sold on it.
That's the only time I've ever stuffed anyone in multiple leagues with the same player who just proceeds to blow out their knee. I felt bad about that one. That's bad luck for that guy.
How long is this going to continue for you, man? You've had
I dumped Allen Robinson on you. Yeah. He only made it 6 weeks. He only made it like six quarters or so. It wasn't even the first.
The first catch he had blew out his knee.
Really? I can't remember that far back. Jesus. Sorry, he only made it six plays.
Yeah. You've had a really good run right now. You've had no injuries.
I got Gronk injured tonight, but fair enough.
Yeah, but that's just Gronk in general.
Gronk being Gronk.
It's not like he's out for the season. He's not playing tonight.
Right.
Whatever. But yeah, you've had a lucky lucky run. Let's start off with this. Our last week in our picks and stuff like that. Last Thursday night.
Not good.
Well, not good for you.
Not good.
Packers and then the Chicago Bears. The Bears almost screwed me last week by the first play of the game. Montgomery runs for like 20 yards or something like that.
Cracked his ribs. Yeah.
And I was like, you bastard. Like, you know, come on, man. I'm getting hit with an injury bug big. But the Green Bay Packers ended up killing him, man. It was like, what was it? I think that has to be a record. Four touchdowns under 200 yards.
Yeah, I think once – it seemed to me at least once they blew the fucking Devontae Adams' life up and they tried to kill him and then they were celebrating it, like, on the field, Rodgers seemed to take offense to that. And they put the pedal to the metal there and they were like, no field goals. Like, we're running up the score on you.
They should because, you know, you're going to beat up our boy. You know, we'll beat you up on the scoreboard where it counts. The Packers steamrolled them. Good or bad? I think it might be the good thing for the Bears because they've given up on Glennon.
Well, they needed to get to this point so they can see what they have in Trubisky.
I was always in the belief of see what you got with these people. There's no point. It's not like you have a legendary quarterback that he's sitting behind so he can learn from. He's sitting behind Mike Glennon. Like,
I kind of don't mind if you wait 3, 4, 5 weeks into the season because let's say you're 0-4 or let's say you're 0-5, 1-4. At that point, I feel like there's no pressure on the kid when he comes in and plays because nobody's, like, thinking playoffs. Like, you start in week one, you don't want to go 0-1. Like, you know, if you're 1-5 and you go 1-6, nobody gives a shit. They're not like, oh, it's your fault. We're not making the playoffs. Like,
I don't think that anyone, like, thought the Bears, regardless of Trubisky, was going to the playoffs.
So, I agree with you.
Like, you were one of the top – sorry, you had a top pick, so you were one of the worst teams last year.
Yeah.
No, nothing's changed other than you have a good – hopefully you have a good draft class.
QB and, like, 8 less receivers.
Well, yeah, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as 1 year to the next, it's just your draft class. They didn't get anyone in the free agency. They lost Alshon Jeffery.
I just think there's less pressure coming into a season when the season's, quote-unquote, lost.
Look at the guys who started. Like, I remember Peyton Manning, day one, just started.
Awful first year, by the way.
Whatever. But
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know what? He got out there, and it did. I think it's beneficial to him because you have more games that don't matter.
All right. But Aaron Rodgers sat for a year.
He sat for like 4 years, bro,
did he?
Behind Favre.
That long?
Yeah, Favre. He played behind Favre for multiple years.
Eli sat for half a season. I mean, there's examples of guys who sat and it's worked out well, and there's got examples of guys who started from day one and it worked out well. I don't really think there's a definitive consensus.
True. Well, the Bears end up losing big. I picked the Packers. I got that one right.
Yeah,
and you picked
the
Packers.
Right, yeah.
So that was good on us.
Off to a good start.
So 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning, we have New Orleans and the Miami Dolphins going across the pond. New Orleans beat the crap out of the Dolphins. And this is where we have our first
New Orleans defense pitched a shutout.
Who would have thought that?
Herman should have picked them up.
Then no one would have accused him of tanking.
For the record, anyone who ever starts a Saints defense will be accused of tanking.
Now let me ask you this: Jay Ajayi, is he coming close to the watch list?
I hope not. I just traded for him today.
Buying low.
I hope I'm buying low.
All right. See, I like it. I do like it because he had a great season last year, but he doesn't have like a history.
Yeah, he's been bad so far this season. That team has been awful. Mm-hmm. To be fair, the entire offense has been just dreadful. But they also haven't had any home games. I think they've played every game on the road so far.
Their first week
season
was going to be at home. And
right, it got rained out.
It got rained out. And then their second week was, I guess, away.
Yeah.
And then they played
At Tampa the second week. And then they're somewhere. And then I think they played at London. So I don't think they've even had a home game. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's too early to completely write them off.
No, they're pretty lame.
They're not good, but they can't be this bad. That offense has talent on it.
Who? Was it you guys? I said Landry, and you were like, oh, he's a glorified Slaughter.
He is. I mean, Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills, Cutler, and Ajayi, that's a decent offense.
They're okay.
Yeah. They're not shut out by the fucking Saints bad.
No one should be.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see, I don't know if we're not a fact checker, but I want to say it's been years and years since the Saints shut
out. It has been. They mentioned that when the Saints did shut them out. It was like the last game was like week 9, 2014 or something.
Like 19-tickety-2.
It actually might have been longer than that. It might have been like 2012. It's been a long
fucking
time. Probably
when they were in that Super Bowl run. You know,
I don't think their defense was good then.
No, they had John Vilma. They had a bunch of good guys.
John Vilma was
was fucking good, man.
They had that veteran middle linebacker.
He was good.
Real impact player.
He was good as a Jet. He was good as a Saint. And then he got caught for like headhunting or offering money up for headhunting or something like
Bounty
that.
Gate?
Yeah, he was part of that. He was a big part of it. He got suspended for like half the season because of that. I don't know what. Why is that illegal? Like, the whole point is
I don't think it's illegal.
Yeah, they all got in trouble for that shit. Sean Payton got suspended for a year, the coach.
Oh, you mean against the NFL rules? I thought you meant like the law.
No, I have the law.
I don't think that got like arrested.
Fantasy,
went to jail.
I want to see fantasy sports in general tiptoes the lines of legality. Like, how does the DFS work? Like, how's that legal?
They classified it as a game of skill and not a game of chance.
What if don't they have random team making?
Well,
like the lotto, like, you know, you just kind of.
Well, you got the argument is you have to pick your players, so it's a game of skill. I don't really. To me, it's stupid because it's just as much a game of skill as poker is or anything. Like, there is skill involved for sure, but there's also a shitload of luck. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how they get away with it.
I pick these guys because I like the cities that they play in. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's...
I knew, like, a mentally handicapped guy who worked at Hearst. He was in the mailroom, and he always used to kill the pick'ems because he just picked the matchups based on what city he liked better. And
game of skill.
Yeah, dude. And like everyone's like, "Yo, John, stupid John, he's killing it again, man." He you'd always have like.
You think that nickname?
He's slow. He's like a Kaiser Sose.
Yeah, he was just slow playing all you guys, fucking killing it.
He's like, "I love Buffalo. Like Buffalo beat the spread or something. I don't even know." So yeah, the Dolphins looking pretty bad. First,
who be picking that game?
You picked the Saints. No,
damn it.
You picked the Dolphins,
God
and I picked
it.
The Saints. Yeah, man. I was invested with Michael Thomas.
Fair enough.
So,
I'm over the Dolphins. Fuck
yeah. Moving on to the 1 o'clock games. Carolina Panthers at New England. This was way closer than I thought it was going to be.
We both picked New England, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The Carolina Panthers ended up winning that game straight up, and
they're not good.
They win a game. They looked ugly the entire time, except
the Patriots defense looked really bad. How many passes did Cam Newton complete? The guys that were, there wasn't a Patriot within the entire television screen of the guy that was that wide open.
I want to say Funchess, no good. And somehow he looked great that day.
He was uncovered.
Yeah,
he was literally uncovered.
I want to say I'd be halfway decent too in the NFL if no one just covered me. If I was just running wild, you know.
There you go.
Cam Newton, he's on this watch list for me. I think he's been playing terribly. He somehow is. You know what? It's like the Tim Tebow effect, where it's like, I'm not trying to kill Tim Tebow, but it was like his defense is so nice, and everything around him is so nice that they just happen to win the games
right
at the end.
almost in spite of him. Like he doesn't need to do anything, and he makes a couple plays, and they win the game.
How do you go from winning the MVP 2 years ago to being trash?
The only thing I can think of is that just he's not healthy. His shoulder's still fucked. He had, like, some major offseason shoulder surgery. And, like, because they don't want him running the ball as much, which is a big part of his game. I understand they don't want him running because they've got to get him killed. I get that. The problem was that was one of his more
That's what made him
better
him.
Skills.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he wasn't a bad passer. Like, he wasn't a great passer, but he wasn't a terrible passer. And this season, he has been awful passing.
You
want to
know what it is, though? He wasn't a bad passer because people were, you know, they had to watch what he was doing. Now that he's not doing that, he's not taking off running, they can now just guard the guys how they're supposed to guard the guys, more or less.
He is missing guys by like 20 yards.
That's because he has to throw more accurate passes because he's not taking off anywhere. He's not elongating plays by running out of the pocket and running for 10 yards down, you know, 20 yards downfield. I'm telling you, those guys, like your RG3s, the only one who's halfway decent was Michael Vick. Like that was like the only
RG3, first half of his rookie season, he was a pretty good passer.
He was a great passer, and then he hurt himself, and then he didn't want to run no more, and then now he's out the league.
Yes.
Again, these mobile guys.
He's a blackballed, by the way.
What was he blackballed for? Stinking?
If you're a quarterback and you're not good and you don't have a job, you're blackballed.
Oh, all right. He wasn't taking knees or anything. He just can't get a job. Yeah.
Correct.
All right, I got
he's
you.
Blackballed.
Yeah, so Panthers, what are they? Are they 4-0?
4-1?
Is it 3-1 or 4-0?
I think they're undefeated.
I don't remember them
I
losing.
I think you're right.
They're shockingly bad good.
they're a bad team that looks like they're going to make the playoffs.
They're going to win. Yeah, they're going to be the first seed in the NFC somehow. I don't know. Now I think for the most entertaining game of the whole day was the Rams at the Cowboys. There was big play.
How about the fucking Rams?
You were eating all day on that with Gurley and Elliott. I mean, they were going nuts.
How about the Rams? Number one in the league in points per game. 35 points per game.
Well, you want to know what? I think the Goff matured. They got Connor Kupp.
Sean McVay.
Obviously,
going from Jeff Fisher, one of the worst coaches in the history of football.
He was dialing up offensive plays from like the 30s.
To Sean McVay, who's one of the most creative coaches in the NFL and aggressive offensively, is like, I mean, it's night and day.
Honestly, the whole team looks better. I mean, plus they had key additions.
Their offensive line's a lot better too. Mm-hmm. They got Andre Whitworth on the left tackle, and they made a couple other additions, and that line is massively improved.
Yeah, and now you can see how good Gurley's going to be because now last year he suffered.
And they're getting the ball to him in space. He's having like 6 targets a game. Mm-hmm. I think he caught like 7 passes last year. Like they didn't use him at all. They had like Benny Cunningham or some other fucking clown. Like, yeah, let's throw the ball to this guy.
See, what I never got was, unless you have a guy like Darren Sproles, why are you ever running out a second back?
Yeah, if you have a Giovanni Bernard or a Theo Riddick or a guy who's really good at that specific role, I get it. Fine, use it. Otherwise, if you got Gurley and you got Benny Cunningham or something,
get the fuck
off
the
Gurley
field.
Out
yeah,
there.
Stay the hell
give
off.
Give him the ball in space. I'll see what he can do.
Make sure you know your helmet is Benny Cunningham. All right, like just in case this guy get hurt. But
Benny Cunningham went from that job. He became like the 4th running back on the Bears the next year. Like, I mean, that'll show you what the league thinks of him.
You know, the NFC East is wide open. Even though the Giants are 0-4, we're not going to win nothing. But
who did we pick? I picked the Cowboys in this game, right?
You picked the boys, and I picked the Rams. All right, go.
What was the result?
The result, the Rams won the game, man.
The Cowboys were giving up points, right?
Yeah, 7.5.
Ooh, wow, that's a lot of points. All right.
So the Rams for real now. Now that these four games in, they've beat three good teams. They beat two whack teams and one good team.
I gotta say yes. I mean, I don't know for real. Like, they're not Super Bowl contenders, probably, but they're probably in the driver's seat to win that division.
Seattle's not separating themselves. I mean, I know they beat the Colts this week, but they're not separating themselves by any means.
Seattle doesn't look great.
All right, so the next game, this was a good game, and this is where our boy Cook got hurt. Detroit at Minnesota. Now is the loss of Cook, is that too much for Minnesota? They're not going to rebound with Bradford out.
I think they're fucked.
So who's their running back now? Is it McKinnon?
It's a combination of Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon.
All right, so somehow Kuhn benefits. You know what's funny, because we kept shitting on Murray and he was just done. Second life of this guy. He's going to continue to be shitty now,
yes,
as a starter, I guess, or at least a share time type guy. Detroit looks like they're for real.
Defense is somehow really good. I don't understand it.
You know what? And the receivers, none of them are spectacular, but they're all dangerous. And Abdullah had a good game. And
Abdullah had a great game.
Yeah. So hopefully that's his, trend that going upward now. He's
definitely trending the right way.
Yeah, hopefully.
He plays well. Whenever they give him the ball, he plays well. They just, for whatever reason, they refuse to use him.
They're in love with Theo Riddick. I don't know why. This guy is lamest.
It's not even Theo Riddick. It's like, Theo Riddick's one thing. Fine, that's great. Or Theo Riddick, it's like, if you want to bring Theo Riddick and throw the ball to him, fine. But like, don't hand the ball off to Theo Riddick. He doesn't need to be getting handoffs. And then they're like obsessed with taking Abdul out on the goal line to bring in like
Zach Zenner
or Dwayne like Broken Dick Johnson. Like, fuck out of here. Or Dwayne Washington, excuse me.
Well, no, Abdullah scored this week.
They finally left him in the goal line. Like, he got a touchdown. I think it was his first touchdown in like 19 games. Like,
it was his first touchdown in his career.
Was it really?
Yeah.
There you go.
But to be fair, he played the whole first season and then he was hurt the whole second season. So this was like his.
Okay, well, that still means he didn't have a touchdown the whole season.
No, this is true. But again, I'm in the firm belief of, if you have a guy that's not like Brennan Jacobs, if you don't have a Brennan Jacobs on your squad, give the fucking ball to the starting running back. Like, there's no reason to
he's
not.
He's the best
have...
running back on that team. It's not close.
Yeah.
Like, but Zach Zander's not good just because he's like a little bit bigger than him.
Zach Zander blows. Like, if Abdullah didn't get hurt last year, you wouldn't know this guy's name.
That's true.
He would be the third back on that team, and like you would occasionally see him. Like, he'd be like a Mike Tolbert.
If Dwayne Washington didn't break his dick, he wouldn't even be active. He was a healthy scratch the first 3 weeks.
Detroit again. They end up winning the game.
I picked Minnesota.
Yeah, you picked Minnesota. I picked. No, we both picked Minnesota. This is no line in this game, so we just thought Minnesota outright. But Cook went down halfway through that shit, so
stricken from the record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll put an asterisk next to that. We got the Titans got their heads beat in Houston. And then what, the quarterback in Houston, what's the guy's name?
DeAndre
Watson.
Yeah.
He came out in a huge way. What do you have, four passing touchdowns and then a rushing touchdown? I mean,
I'm going to do what I do best and be an asshole. And I'm going to throw some cold water on the Deshaun Watson hype train here.
He's got weapons. He's got
be that as it may, he's had two great games against two fucking god awful defenses.
We are wrong. I was wrong in Tennessee. Yeah, they're whack. They're the whack.
Tennessee might be the worst team in the league. Yeah. They're so bad. Who did we pick?
You picked
because I thought Houston was the bottom five team in the league too.
We both picked Tennessee in this.
That's the problem.
You know what? We're wrong. Mariota sucks.
I mean, I don't know why I keep picking them, because I keep saying every week Mariota's the most overrated player in the league.
He is. He apparently was – all he wanted to do was take all the way the rushing yards away from –
Yeah, great. He had two rushing touchdowns. It helps. It's five or fantasy. He's not good in real life.
No. The receivers there are looking for the ball. They're not getting it. I thought he had a good receiving core, too, with Decker and –
Decker, Rashard Matthews. I mean, I know Corey Davis is hurt, but they got Delaney Walker, too.
People throw the ball, too.
That team should be good on paper.
Both of their running backs are good. I don't get why they're offensively inept. You know,
it doesn't make sense.
So I'm off the train. The Tennessee Titans are whack.
They have the worst secondary in the league too.
Yeah, and you know what? I think they drafted a corner 12 overall or something like that. They had another two draft picks. They drafted a D-back high. Saxonville at the Jets. I want to say the Jets were intentionally trying to tank the game at the end. They were trying to Justin Herman the situation.
It did seem that way.
They're up 20-10 with the ball, driving, almost going to, about to, at least kicking a field goal.
Throwing a screen pass, yeah. A backwards screen.
Yeah, throwing a bullshit pass that got ran back. Then they threw an interception, or they found the ball. I don't know what was going on. I felt like the tank was at hand.
It seemed that way.
Yeah.
I agree.
They ended up winning that game, and now they're 2-2. The Jets.
Best team in New York.
This is why you I would hate being a Jets fan, because you're all in on them every year. You want them to win. All right.
The one year you don't want them to win?
Yeah. You're like, all right, man, get a good pick. We'll get a quarterback. This year they're like 2-2. We're about to play Cleveland. We're about to be 3-2. And it's like, what the fuck, guys? We're going to – you know what? We're going to end up being 7-9, and we're going to have like the 12th pick in the draft.
Yep.
And we're going to have to trade up to get a quarterback or something like that.
That's the problem, because they desperately need a quarterback, and you're going to need a top five pick to get one of those guys.
Two wins already, that's not looking good.
Yeah, they're fucked. Yeah. They're so fucked.
I mean, you could lose the next
12
straight, but
it's unlikely.
You're going to probably win against Cleveland. Honestly, they are perfected the art of the tank. No one's going to out-tank Cleveland, all right? So
who'd we pick in this game?
We picked Saxonville. Saxonville's dead to me. You know, you gotta pick him in the even weeks. So maybe I'll pick him one more week. I'm never picking him in odd.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles sucks, man.
You know who I gotta give a little bit of credit to, though, who I think is going under the radar? Fournette. Because he's not Kareem Hunt, I get it, and he's not Dalvin Cook, who was having a great season. Fournette is having an absolutely tremendous season, and it's just so under the radar. He's faced 8 men in the box on 52% of his runs, which is like one of the highest in the league. And he's the only guy in that offense that anyone gives a shit about, and he's killing it.
Yeah, he looks good. I think he's going
to
be legit.
Dude, he is a fucking hard guy to tackle. If you watch you watch the fear in these defenders' eyes when he starts picking up some steam, people are like, oh, fuck.
You know what? You draft a guy that high, you know, you expect him to be nasty.
Yeah, and he's been better in the passing game than anyone thought. Everyone was, TJ Yeldon, TJ Yeldon.
TJ Yeldon's dead.
TJ Yeldon's been a healthy scratch every week. Fournette's been catching the ball just fine.
Who's the actual backup there?
Chris Ivory, I guess.
Well, you know what? That's how good he is that we don't know.
He hasn't come off the field.
Yeah, they're like, nah, he stays out there.
Yeah, they're riding him, and he's holding up, so.
Next game, the Bengals at Cleveland, and by the way, we both picked Saxonville.
Yes.
Bengals at Cleveland. You picked.
I picked the Bengals. You picked Cleveland.
Yeah. No, wait. You picked. You picked Cleveland, brother.
I did.
Yeah. You changed your mind.
Damn it.
And no, I'm sorry. I picked Cleveland. You picked the Bengals.
Yeah, I thought we were on that. I thought.
Yeah. You were right. The Bengals kicked the shit out of these guys. And then Croft, he had a monster day, like, threw 2 touchdowns, 70 yards. Jeez.
Dude, poor man's ASJ.
Cleveland, I don't know, how many times are you going to be in the top of the draft and just never do anything with your team?
In fairness to Cleveland, I can't defend them anymore. They're so bad.
Like, it's not like you're never in the top 5.
They're so bad.
You're always in the top 5 of the draft every year, no matter what.
The only good news for Cleveland is, look, they get Myles Garrett back this week, so we'll see. If they do get another top 5 pick, they're not going to be looking for a quarterback. They're going to they'll give Kaiser another year. So
they drafted him in the early second round.
Yeah.
So it was like the first pick in the second round.
Yeah, I think so. They'll give him another year, I think. So the fact that they're not going to need a quarterback, if they do get a top 5 pick next year overall, they're going to be able to trade that and get a fucking bounty for it.
Absolutely. Obviously to the Jets, because they're not going
to. There you go.
You know what, Cleveland, I think next year, if you're not good next year, you know, if you're not like an 8-8 or above, if you're a losing team next year, then I'm writing you off forever. I don't even
want to. I agree. This year looks kind of lost for Cleveland.
Because I guess, you know, new management, I thought they had a great draft.
They did, yeah.
That's
the thing. You haven't even seen Myles Garrett still, so.
Yeah, he's supposed to be an animal. But you
he's
know what?
Coming back this week.
Courtney Brown was supposed to be an animal, too. That guy, you know, he's lost in forever of in obscurity. They just have no luck in that team. Cleveland. Pittsburgh at the Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh again doing their thing, man. So somehow
Ravens are so
Roethlisberger.
Ravens
are done.
I don't know. I mean, just cut everyone. Cut Flacco. Just start over.
Somehow they started 2-0 and they've just dipped.
This was my favorite stat. I think maybe the entire year they started 2-0 and it wasn't until halfway through the third week that a wide receiver on the Ravens had more catches than Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead got hurt on the opening drive of their first series of the season and went down with a hamstring injury with three catches. No wide receiver on the Ravens through three games had three catches.
Look, you know the deal. You actually broke the glass with this for me, where you were like, the Ravens offense does not do anything except unless you're a fullback, a running back, or tight end.
They don't have a receiver. They do not have a wide receiver on pace for 500 yards this season. That is disgusting.
Why even have a quarterback?
In this NFL?
You might as well just have one of your wideouts.
Just go Wildcat. Yeah. Sign Mohamed Sanu. He can throw the ball a little bit occasionally. Like, it's like insanity.
Go get Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
There you go.
And just do the option. Get Tebow. Yeah. He'd be dope on that offense, I feel. And that's his offense, man. There's the pitch.
It's unwatchable. Even on Red Zone, you can't watch him. It pains me.
That's because when they eventually do score a point, you have no investment in their team.
It's going to be the third string tight end on like a reverse pitch. And it's just like, fuck this.
I think I'm starting their tight end in a bye week or something like that. God. But
I would look elsewhere.
Why? I figured that if anyone was going to randomly catch a touchdown, I want to say it's this league I'm talking about
right now.
It's
a dynasty league? Okay. Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out how deep the benches were, but yeah.
No, this is like one of the taxi squad.
Okay,
so
I
picked them up just because, like,
nothing else there.
If anyone was going to randomly have a good game, it would be a Baltimore tight end. I'm like, all right, whatever. I picked the Steelers and you picked the Steelers. That Baltimore train's dead for us. Now, again, I think this is a surprise of the week. Buffalo Bills at the Falcons. Yo, Buffalo Bills is looking good. They're first place in that division.
Bills are kind of for real. I think the Bills might be for real.
Another new coach changing culture over there. You know what? Rex Ryan was a loser. I don't even think he was the coach there last, was he?
Yeah. They fired him this offseason. But here's the thing. Can you explain to me how the Bills ever score any points? Because I have no idea.
LeSean McCoy's not doing it, right?
No, it's literally completely logical. It's like McCoy's not having a good season. Tyrod Taylor's not having a good season.
Clay's having a good season. Zay Jones
not having a good season. No, I don't understand how they scored more than 7 points all year.
Matthews had a score and hurt himself.
Yes, he had that one touchdown last week.
But that was all his points. He had the one catch for the one touchdown, left the game.
It's like, doesn't make any sense. This offense, I don't even understand it.
Their defense is what's doing it.
It must be.
Again, they're a boring squad. But you know what? I don't know, man. They look
good.
Was
that game in Atlanta or in Buffalo?
That was in Atlanta.
Wow.
They won in the second game in the new house against the defending Super Bowl champions, who were pretty much steamrolling everybody. Julio Jones got hurt. That's no good. Mohamed Sanu got hurt.
Oh, it's Julio Jones hamstring week? Like, every fucking year with this guy, man. He's always leaving. He's always got some nagging injury.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
he's
like
so talented.
Foot injury, toe injury, hamstring injury.
He's so talented that you got to – whatever. That's,
I'm out on him.
You out on him?
He put up – last year he put up, I think, three top 36 weeks all year. All
right, now if you're Herman in our league,
yes,
you're done. You're 0-4.
Yes.
You're getting a high pick, hopefully, for yourself. You have Julio Jones. He's about to turn 29, I think. You got to sell on him, I think.
I think the problem is twofold. One, right now he happens to be hurt right now, so it's a tough sell.
When he comes back, maybe he has a good game or two.
Two, who's the buyer?
Well – anyone with a couple first-round picks?
Who is that, though?
I got rid of mine. So I guess you, but...
I don't really need it, what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't...
Well, I guess someone out there is thirsty.
That's the problem, is like, it's a tough situation. In theory, should he be selling him? Sure. I would have sold him this offseason. But it's just a tough market, I think.
I offered him two first-round picks, the Kuhn and the... the other pick that I gave you, the Woods pick, and a second round pick of 2019, or in the offseason, he wasn't about it, but he wouldn't even want to talk about it with me. He was like, no, I need more than that. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I would have sold him this offseason. I would have just, mm-hmm. I would even, either some picks or some younger players or something and just start rebuilding. But
all right. So, Falcons, if they don't have Julio Jones, I don't know how good they look, to be honest with you.
Run game still looks pretty good. But
run game's legit. Tevin Coleman had a great day.
Yeah.
And
Devonta.
Those
guys are for real.
Honestly, they should start looking. I mean, I know I'm a big owner of him, but like Austin Hooper, man. Like,
I don't know what that guy's deal is. They just don't use – they don't even
they don't throw
to
him.
He runs – like he plays a lot. He plays like all the snaps, and he just gets no targets.
Yeah.
And like the one target he gets, he turns like 80-yard touchdown.
I don't get it, to be honest with
you. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think they drafted him in the second round, too.
They have a lot invested in him.
Yeah, so he's the second year. He can block. He's out there. He played. Throw to the fucking
guy. It's confusing.
Going to the afternoon games, we have our poor luck Giants against the Bucks. Again, we lose in the last second.
Not poor luck. They're fucking terrible. Is it bad luck that the Chargers have lost like 17 one-score games in a row?
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad. At some point, it's not bad luck. You just suck.
I want to say I wish that Brandon Marshall would leave town. This guy, I don't like him.
No, it was definitely better to sign him than sign Pro Bowl left tackle Andre Whitworth.
That would have been much nicer.
No, we need Brandon Marshall.
You know, a lot of offensive weapons are nice, but, you know, was he like 33, 34?
He's old as shit. He's got 2 feet out the door. He's checked out. He's toast.
Yeah, he's no good. Beckham broke his finger or something like that?
Dislocated. Yeah, he seems fine.
He'll be all right.
Got a touchdown after, I think, right? Didn't he?
Not 100% because I was back and forth on red zone. But the Giants are done. Their season's done. So hopefully we'll get a good pick. Now, if we're the Giants, did we try to draft the heir apparent to Manning if we get a high pick like that?
I think they have to. If you have an opportunity to draft a quarterback and you think he's the guy, take your chance.
He's in a good situation because he'll sit behind Manning for a year or two.
Well, and ideally, you're not going to have another high pick. So
yeah,
when's your another opportunity to get a quarterback?
This is true.
So,
or do you think the Giants are going to try to protect Eli, get like a offensive lineman real high?
I'm out on protect Eli. What? He's like 47 years old. He fucking blows. Like, it's over, dude.
He fucking blows.
Protect him for what?
He's got one more run, Miller. Come on.
I want to see Geno Smith starting by week 7.
No, I never want to see Geno Smith starting. First of all, you'd never disrespect Eli and not start him. He's got a consecutive start streak going on. He got us 2 chips. And Geno Smith.
What have you done for me lately, Cats?
You've not let me see Geno Smith run out there. Geno Smith, I want nothing to do with. Please, no.
I'm driving the Geno Smith bandwagon.
So Tampa Bay, they win that game, but they don't really look that great doing it.
They're not very good. No. They're just barely better than the Giants, which is not a good place to be.
Speaking about people who barely beat the Giants last week, Philadelphia Eagles going to the Chargers. Another hard luck game from the Chargers.
It's incredible.
I want to say that Carson Wentz might be the luckiest quarterback.
I think so.
He every time the ball gets tipped,
finds
the way.
Yeah.
They win in another game. We both picked the Giants. We both actually covered. Because,
covered 5.5 points.
Yeah, they only lost by 2. And we both picked the Falcons also, which we did not win that.
Yeah.
So the Chargers, we both you picked the Chargers and I picked the Eagles because I'm on an Eagles bandwagon because of Carson Wentz. I have a lot of paces.
I didn't realize I was still foolishly picking the Chargers.
Bro, they're done.
What was the spread in that game?
It was 1.
Oh.
So
Chargers.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win a game for a minute. You know, that team, they literally wasted the Philip Rivers' career. I want to say that he's been there. He's done nothing.
Did you guys see that clip of him from this week when he was? I don't know what was going on, but they called timeout or something like that, or something wrong with his headset or wasn't working, something like that. And he rips his helmet off and he's just cursing and losing his goddamn mind.
I'd be too. You know how frustrating it must be to be the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers?
That guy's just such a douche, though. Like, he's proven over his whole career. He's just the biggest douche.
That's why no one feels bad for me that he's in his situation. Well, they lose again. Next game.
Was he technically the number one? Roethlisberger was?
No, Eli Manning was.
Manning went first overall. Who had the number one pick? The Chargers had the number one pick, though?
Yeah.
Right.
And then we had the fourth pick, and we swapped. We also gave him a second round. Oh, our first round pick.
Sean Merriman.
We gave him the first round pick next year, and we ended up our first round pick next year to trade for Eli. Worked out well for us. 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Our next game is San Francisco and the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are obsessed with being the most boring game of the week. Like,
the Cardinals, I think, might have a worse offensive line than Giants because literally every single second I watched that game, the 49ers, who I don't think are that good, were sacking Carson Palmer. Like, it was fucking nuts.
You know what? Carson Palmer might not make it through the season.
He might not make it.
And neither will Philip Fitzgerald. Every time I see him get tackled, he's looking terrible.
Yeah, he pulled a Fitzgerald heroic overtime touchdown.
But I thought he died. I thought he was
but
done.
Yeah, I mean, he just, God bless
him. The team's old. And now without David Johnson carrying them,
they're fucked.
They look bad. But they won their last 2, right?
I think so.
Whatever. I don't get it.
I don't understand it.
We both picked the Niners, and we both covered because the Cardinals are getting 7. I don't know who made that spread, but they were wrong.
What'd they win by? Was it 6? They don't kick the extra point in overtime?
Let me look at it real quick.
I can't remember the rules if you get the touchdown. I guess you probably don't kick the extra point. Game's over.
Yeah. No, you don't kick the extra point.
Yeah, so then they won by 6.
Yeah, they won by 6. It was 7.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, so we end up covering just barely, I guess. Where is it? The Cardinals. Yeah, no, they won by three.
They won by three?
It says right here, Cardinals 49ers 18-15.
I would have sworn Fitzgerald. Oh, did the other team kick a field goal first and then Fitz caught the touchdown second? Got it.
And they also didn't kick the extra point.
Correct.
Yeah, that's why they won by three. I was like, 15-18 didn't seem right.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers, what is there to like about them? Nothing.
Carlos Hyde. I like Carlos Hyde.
He got hit over the – I thought he was trying to fumble that game away at the fourth quarter. Like, he committed two fumbles. One was – I think they both were recovered, but, like, I thought he was trying to – I thought he's betting against the Niners, to be honest with you. Pierre Garçon, can someone throw him the ball?
Yeah, I know
he's getting covered by Peterson.
Sherman. But, oh, yeah, Peterson, that's right.
But, I mean, the balls aren't anywhere near this guy.
Yeah.
I
hate Hoyer.
Now, the Oakland Raiders, the Denver Broncos. The Oakland Raiders, the Denver Broncos probably took out David Carr.
Yes, they definitely did.
I think they said he's going to be, you know, back hopefully in 2 weeks, but, you know, we'll see. You told me earlier in the week that those injuries, quarterbacks have come back in like a couple
weeks. Yeah.
So I think they're lost. Amari Cooper is a must sit for the next 2 weeks while EJ Manuel is the quarterback.
I mean, as long as you have, I mean, I wouldn't start. I don't know who's a guy I wouldn't start. I probably wouldn't start like a DeSean Jackson over him, but I'd probably start like anyone else in that level. Like a top, I'd start like Amendola over him.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
EJ Manuel is not looking good.
He's pretty bad, but I mean, the guy's going to get 10 targets, so it's tough to really sit him. And it depends on your options.
Yeah. Denver Broncos, they get back on the winning ways by taking out the quarterback. What do you think? Are the Denver Broncos real? Because, like, what is it? They killed the.
Their defense is nasty. I mean, they've had a ridiculously good pass defense for years now, and the Achilles heel for that team is their run D was god awful last year. Teams were just gashing them on the ground, and their run defense has been incredible this season. I mean, if you look at those four games, they've held, like, Marshawn Lynch. Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott.
To be fair, except for Ezekiel Elliott, those other two you mentioned haven't done shit all year.
That's fair. And there was one more, too, that they played. And they have four guys combined for, like, 160 yards or something. Mm-hmm. Like, and no touchdowns, I think. Like, their run defense has been just ridiculous. So, they're definitely for real.
Going into our Sunday night game, Indianapolis made the trip out to Seattle, got played. Seattle, I don't really give them too much credit for beating the Colts sans luck.
Yes.
I almost got jerked by that game because the Seattle defense had like 20-something points.
Yeah.
And Woods was almost coming back on me. Yeah. That. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. Another week. But yeah, Indianapolis, you're going to have a high pick this year for sure.
What was the spread there?
It was 13. I picked
the Colts.
Right? I picked Seattle. And then the Monday night game, Washington at KC. KC keeps doing it to you, bro.
That was fucking bullshit. I wanted it stricken from the record.
It will not be stricken from the record.
Big asterisks. Fucking not most bullshit only, backdoor cover I've ever seen in my entire
not
life.
Not only do the Chiefs win again, they're 4-0. Even they would start off down by 10. And I know you were laughing. You were smiling. You were smoking a stove, having a sip of a fine champagne, cracking their end. And they end up coming back, not only winning, but they said, fuck you, Mike, for disbelieving us, and they covered. Yes, the look on your face says it all. Feinberg is obviously yelling, screaming on Monday night about the Chiefs winning. You got to admit, they're good. They're a good team. They're better than the Patriots this year.
They're not better than the Patriots. They're fine.
I'm starting to believe, man, that's a good team. They got a good D. They've got a good offense.
I hope they see each other in the playoffs. That's all I got to say.
In Kansas City, though, this time. It's going to be in Kansas City.
They see each other in Kansas City. I'll be happy because that means I'll be getting New England
getting
plus
points.
Three or something. Even better.
So, again, this is you obviously picked the...
Yes, yes.
The Redskins. Yes. I picked the Chiefs. Again, the Chiefs have really helped me. Going through 4 weeks, I pick the Chiefs every week, except for, I think, the first week against the Patriots. But you are... 28-35. That another 6-10 week for you hurt.
Not good.
And then this week I was 9-7. My first plus 500 week. I'm 30-34. So you are down to cats now. Finally, by two games.
Let's not good.
Let's start with this week, Mike. All right, let's get into our picks this week. Let's divvy out the sheet.
All right. Well, this game tonight we already picked earlier, yeah. So we both picked New England.
We both picked New England. I think they were down 10-0 when I.
That was New England, and I think as of last, Gronk actually took that spread down a little bit. So I think it was New England -3.5 was the.
Okay, we'll do -3.5.
Yeah, that was the latest line I saw.
All right, so.
Here's a barn burner. The Jets at the Browns.
I say that in glorious fashion, the Jets beat the Browns because that's what the Jets do. They ruin the hopes and dreams of their fans.
No way, bro. Miles Garrett's back.
I'm off the Browns bandwagon.
I'm taking Cleveland -1.5.
I've taken Cleveland every week, and every week they have fucked me.
I'm not picking the Jets on the road.
I'm picking
with only a 1.5.
I'm fine. The Cleveland sucks, bro. Carolina at Detroit, Mike. Who we got here? -3.
I think both these teams are overrated. I'm going to take Detroit. -3.
I'm going to go the Panthers, Mike. For whatever reason, they win, and they win ugly.
It's fair. I can't dispute it.
All right. We have San Fran.
Niners at the Colts.
This is a game of star power here. I'm going to have to go at home. The Colts are giving up. Are they getting one?
The Colts are minus. The Colts are laying 1.5.
I'm going to take the Colts in the at home getting points. I'll take
no,
the
you're
Colts.
Getting a point.
Oh, I'm taking the Niners then.
Okay.
I'll take the Niners to win outright.
I'm going
to
take the Niners in 1.5 as well.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Tennessee, the worst.
Pick them.
At Miami. Who's worse?
Two teams I swore I was never going to pick again. I guess I don't really have a choice here.
Take the under over.
I'm taking Miami. First home game of the season.
I will not take the Titans again.
Maybe no Mariota. I got to take the Dolphins.
I'm going to agree with you with that. I will not be shamed into picking the Titans ever again. Now the Bills at Cincinnati. I'm going to take the Bills. I'm fully on the Bills bandwagon.
I'm going to take the Bengals. I think this Cinderella Bills nonsense, since neither of us can figure out how the Bills have even scored 7 points this season.
We don't even know who, except for Jordan Matthews.
Bengals been playing well the last couple weeks. I'm going with them.
Now, here's a game of the snake-bitten squads. The Giants or the Chargers are coming into New York. Someone's got to win.
The question is, can the Giants win and cover? Because it's 3.5. And this game feels like it's coming down to a field goal. I'm going to take the Chargers and 3.5 points.
Mike, you man of little belief. I'm going to take my Giants.
You think the Giants are going to win by more than a field goal?
Oh, yeah.
If the Giants win this game, it's on a last-second field goal because that's the only way either of these teams win or lose.
We're getting
it's the last-second field goals.
We're getting up early, Mike. We're going to be on that ass all day. I feel that the Chargers' heart was taken away because unlike the Giants, they were losing close all year. We just started losing close. We were getting our heads beaten all year.
Saxonville.
At Steelers?
At Pittsburgh.
I'm going to take Steelers, man. 8.5. I don't give a fuck. Saxonville. Oh, actually, no. This is the even week. This is like the week that they do that. I'm going to go with the trend. I'm going to take the points and Saxonville.
I'm going to take Saxonville and the points as well.
Because every other week, it seems like Saxonville shows up.
To me, this is strength against strength. I mean, the Steelers are a passing offense, and the Jaguars are the best passing defense in the league. Although, how are the Jaguars going to score any points?
What's his name? Fournette. That's it, man.
Fucking Bortles.
Mercedes Lewis.
Just get rid of goddamn Bortles already. I can't look at him anymore.
All right, the Battle of the Birds. Arizona going into Philadelphia. Mike, who we at?
I'm going to go Philly -6.5 here.
I'm going to take the Cardinals to cover the spread. The Cardinals have just been playing close games. I'm going to take the 6.5 is a lot for Philly.
Philly's going to have no less than 9 sacks this week.
That's fine. They're just not going to win by 7 points.
Well, that's possible.
All right, Seattle going into L.A. The L.A. looks good. I'm going to take – did I go for that? Did I go first?
I don't remember who went first.
All right, so, yeah. I'm going to take the Rams, man. They're going to do what they're going to do. I think I'm on the Rams bandwagon.
I can't believe I'm going to give up points as well. I'm going to take the Rams -2.5 as well. I mean, the Rams have a history of beating Seattle at home, even when the Rams were bad and Seattle was good. So now that our Rams are arguably a better team,
now,
I don't know.
Here's a match that you're not even going to know it's going on Red Zone because no one's going to be there.
Jesus Christ. They're going to make me pick the Ravens.
Baltimore.
Versus the E.J. Manuel-led Raiders.
No line. Ravens at Oakland.
I'm going to take Oakland. I cannot bring myself to take the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens. You know what? Oakland signs David Carr sucks, bro. You saw the playoff game last year. They couldn't move the ball.
Yeah, that's because they had Connor Cook. This is the EJ Manuel show now.
Whatever. How many great games did he have, Buffalo? Like, I don't even really, like, come on, dude. He got replaced by the same guy almost. It's like
former number 9 overall pick EJ Manuel is showing out this week.
Nah. All right. Green Bay Packers at the Dallas Cowboys. Rematch of last year's playoff game. I'm going to go Green Bay, man. I think the Green Bay's, they just got Dallas' number. Dallas hasn't been playing all that great. They're two, only 2-2.
I'm going to take Green Bay as well.
Here comes Mike. You're always 0 for the year on these guys. Kansas City at Houston. No line, apparently.
No line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Shut up.
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Using the reverse jinx.
I think Kareem Hunt is going to rush for no less than 400 yards. And he's definitely going to have – his knees are going to be super healthy.
No, Mike, you can't, to use the jinx strategy, you can't add sarcasm into it. You have
to
be earnest.
That was as earnest as it gets.
I'm going to take the Chiefs, man.
Chiefs.
The Chiefs have been treating me good all year. Feinberg, if they lose, you know the jinx is Miller. Officially, the jinx is Miller. Now, another note. This is the third no-line game. Minnesota Vikings signs everybody at the Bears starting Trubisky.
The Bears also signs everybody, but not because of injury.
Yeah. They have nobody, but they are starting their coveted.
I'm taking the Vikings. I'm not taking a rookie QB versus the fucking Vikings defense.
I'm going to go.
Trubisky? You're a Trubisky truther. You got to take him.
You want to know why, man? I like those top quarterback picks, man. I'm going to go Bears.
Trubisky.
No. Who is your Craig Carton lock of the week?
I think lock we know who I got to go with. The Chiefs. Bro, the Chiefs are going to win. I mean, they might win by 14 points. Deshaun Watson, as you heard me say, is overrated. He's going to throw two pick sixes, lock it up. Kareem Hunt, 287 yards rushing, two healthy knees.
I'm going to have to go with the Green Bay Packers over the Dallas Cowboys. I think that they got their number, man. I like Green Bay. Let's go Green Bay. And I hate the Cowboys. Sorry, Steve, but I just don't like them. All right, man. So let's get into our league. Let me just get our schedule. All right. So there's a lot of movement going on in our league. A lot of some of the top teams.
A lot
lost.
Of fluctuation.
Some of the 0-4s won finally.
Not all of them.
Well, there's still one 0-4. All right. So what is this? Week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. All right. Starting with me. This is the wrong league. I am sorry. This is the other one. Schedules. I was going to say, I didn't score 142 points in this league. All right, so I faced Woods in a battle of the just meh teams. I ended up meh in him a little bit, 107.9 to 104.4.
Terrell Pryor tried to take it away from you.
12 points in the first quarter. I was like, I'm done, man. It's it. Like, there's no way this guy's going to get another 5.5 points for the rest of the game. But luckily, Terrell Pryor is who we thought he was.
Turned back into a pumpkin real quick.
Yeah. What's with the Redskins team, man? Like, Redskins Crowder offense sucks. Reed has been good.
Terrible.
We all thought that team was going to be high-powered.
Yeah, their offense should. I mean, it was solid last year. You thought it would pick up right where it left
off. They lost their offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah, Sean McVay is now on the was he the offensive quarterback coach? I can't remember. But they lost Sean McVay, who I think he was the OC. He's been coaching up the number one offense in the league now.
So there you go. It's all him. They also lost Pierre Garçon. Apparently, that was bigger than we thought.
Yeah.
Just
weird.
So, anyway.
Jameson Crowder is a ghost.
I beat you were complaining hardcore about him on Monday. You were like, he's gonna lose me in this league.
I needed 40 yards from him. That's it, 40 yards. Not a touchdown, not catches. I needed 40 yards an entire game from him. And not only did he get no catches and no yards the entire game, he finally got a catch on the last play of the game. And proceeded to get minus 7 yards and fumble it. And almost, like, lost the week for me. It ended up with minus 2 points.
Again, Woods, it's not your year this year. It's not my year either. But, you know, at least it's not our year together. Now, moving into our next game. Kiyun at the Wiz. The bus was cut down, finally. He's no longer undefeated. He's not in undefeated ranks. Kiyun, big win, 123-84. Is Wiz on the decline, you think?
I think he gets back on track this week.
All the magic is gone, you think?
No, I think he's back on track.
All right. Kuhn. Somehow he started DeMarco Murray despite you puppeteering him. He ended up having a good week. I think he's one of the better teams still. I'm hoping because that draft pick I traded. Moving on to you. You kicked the shit out of the defending champion, Steve. 177 to 110.
Another 70-point victory.
You're obviously killing people right now. That's why you're the fantasy killer, Nate Miller.
It's been a couple, two good weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you know, I don't.
He had a decent week.
You know, the same magic he's had last year, though. Feinberg dropped.
By the way, I've never seen anything. Watching the Thursday night game, playing Steve, I've never seen anything like that before in my life. Where Steve is starting Davante Adams, I'm starting Rodgers and Jordy. And in the span of 30 seconds, Davante Adams catches a touchdown. They throw a penalty flag. They call it back, offensive holding. Next pass, Davante Adams catches a 10-yard pass, gets wrapped up, gets his head destroyed, gets carted off. Next play, Jordy Nelson touchdown. So in the span of 30 seconds, Steve went from getting a touchdown for Davante to Davante getting carted off and then Jordy getting the touchdown. It was an amazing swing.
It's all going bad right there for
Steve.
Yeah,
that was he was over the Thursday night game, I think, essentially.
Now, finally, Feinberg, after all the injuries, because couldn't sustain what he was doing, 77 points, got beat by Cheese
through the week.
What the fuck? And the Cheese changed his name to 04, more like No 4. I hate it, Cheese. I don't like that name. What does it even mean?
Just as bad as everything else.
But what, like, let's just dissect it. 04, like, making my acknowledgement that he was going to go 04.
Yeah.
More like Nofer.
Yeah.
Meaning what exactly?
He's not going to win any games for a long time.
I don't get it, Cheese. I think you should really dissect.
I don't think Cheese gets it. I think he's like, this rhymes, so it's probably 100% funny.
100% alliteration for him. He's like, yeah, man, rhymes. That's what gets him going.
Nobody knows what it means.
I hate it. I think you should change it.
Going.
The second you listen to this, Cheese, and you hear me ripping into you, change your fucking name.
Keep it. Maybe it's bad luck.
He changed it after he won.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We don't haven't seen. Maybe it's bad luck.
Everything is coming up Cheese. He somehow has a running back with Lacy now.
I don't know if I'd say everything's coming up Cheese.
Well, I mean, not everything, but
on a relative basis, things have gone modestly in Cheese's favor. Will Fuller's back. Lacy's got a pulse.
Doug Martin's back. Yeah, he scored a touchdown tonight.
That's the thing, though. The best part of this now is he's not going to have to decide between Jay Stu, Doug Martin, Lacy, and Tevin Coleman. So now he has the fun part of actually making the wrong decision between his fucking terrible running backs.
I want to say that Feinberg, I'm annoyed at you for letting this guy win, and now he has to change his name to something stupid. I got to look every week now, O for more like No for it. It annoys me. I hate it. Thanks, Mike. Next match, Arrogant Donk versus two of the battle. Someone had to win a game. Arrogant Donk versus Justin Herman, Kelvin Benjamin Button. Change your name too, Justin. That name has not been good for you. Because you know what? Because the player you're mocking, or you're making your name team name off of sucks. He's somehow not even your best player. You know, he's terrible. Donk finally gets a win, barely. He barely beat Justin. 9 points. And I think if Justin started, Justin was complaining. If he started someone else, he would have won.
Well, if he'd started a defense he picked up, such as the Pittsburgh Steelers, he would have won.
Oh, tank. The official tank. And our last match of the week, Fat Rappaport, gonna slit your throat. Launchpad got done up
The Dalvin Cook and Dalvin Jay Cook. Hype train is
dead.
Derailed.
Well, one's for sure done.
Yeah.
The other one's gone his way there. But yeah, to get like, 4 points or out of them both or something like that, it was bad. It was less than 10 points. And that's what beat him right there. Honestly, he should have beat him because his whole team came to play. He scored 98 points without his two best players doing anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was that week. A couple winless people got wins, me and Donk. A couple people who didn't have any losses got some losses, and Watson, Feinberg, and you keep on trucking. And Cheese somehow is 500. Go figure. All right, so let's go into this week, Mike. Let's start picking them up. Justin, mediocrity.
No. That's way too generous a term.
Okay, Justin, I stink. Justin, my team is no good, and it's going to take
Justin Ofer.
Years and years of draft picks will have to help me. Herman versus myself.
Oh, you got the Herman bye this week.
But I also got Michael Thomas on a bye. He's got
That's the best week to have it.
True. He also has Julio Jones on a bye, and he's hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Hopefully I can get it done with my running backs and his
bad,
lack of anything.
Bad matchup. He's got Phillip Rivers against the Giants. Giants pretty good pass D.
He's also got
Melvin Gordon against a good run defense. Yeah. In theory.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna pick Justin. He's due.
I'm never picking Herman. he is the Chiefs. He is the reverse Chiefs of our league. I'm gonna say 92-75.
92 points for me? All right. I respect that. I've been scoring an even 100 every match.
You don't have Michael Thomas this week.
This is true. Next game, Wiz getting served up to Miller. I think Wiz takes another loss here. He becomes 3-2, man. I just don't see him beating you.
I think I'm due. I've been saying I said it last week. I was wrong. I was a week early. But I mean, I'm due for like a 90-point week. It's just, you know how it is. Fantasy, it's fickle week to week. And like, mm-hmm. Guys have hot streaks and guys have a couple good games. And I got some tough matchups this week and some injuries. And Gronk's already missing tonight. Mm-hmm. And Watts is due for a nice little bounce back. And he's got the Frank Gore revenge game versus the Niners. He's got the Aaron Jones revenge game versus me after I drafted him and dropped him.
Watts is going to lose.
He's got a lot of revenge games, man. Hashtag narrative street.
Watts is going to lose by like 60 for sure.
No. Not even.
Next match. Worst team ever versus Feinberg. Feinberg gets back on track, beats Steve, I think.
Steve, if you look at Steve's starting lineup this week with the Falcons on a bye and.
No Ryan. No Devonta.
Yeah, no Ryan, no Devonta. So he has Brandon Marshall, Brandon Cooks, Matt Forte, who's actually not going to play, so I don't even know who he's even going to start. LeSean McCoy.
All right.
And that's it. Oh, and he's got Jared Goff versus Seattle.
He's got Adams is hurt, right?
He's going to score 60 points. Yeah, and Devontae Adams may or may not play. He's literally going to score 60 points this week. I mean,
I'm going to take, obviously, Feinberg.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be the biggest blowout of the week.
And we got 0-4 more, like no 4 versus Arrogant Donk. Donk, I'm picking you this week. I don't like your team or anything, but I hate Cheese's team. And I'm always going to pick against Cheese's team, especially for the dumb name he's picked. Please, honestly, Dunk, you're going back to fucking last place. And you're staying there for a long time if you don't beat Cheese this week. I'm rooting for you, bro. You know, and we're jockeying here to try to make a comeback, both of us. And I want you to beat Cheese. You got to beat Cheese. Beat Cheese.
I'm picking you again, Dunk. Every week so far, you made me look smart last week.
Next match, Kiyun versus Launchpad. Launchpad on his way down, I think, after the cook. Jai not looking good. Sorry, Launch. I'm going Kuhn. I think Kuhn.
I got to go Kuhn as well. Launchpad's going to have some tough sledding here.
Mm-hmm. Also, take the emoticon knife out of your name. I think that's a little much. Your team's not that dangerous.
Then how else would you know? How else would you get the slit your throat part? You wouldn't get it.
The Gillis slit.
But you wouldn't get it if there was no knife.
It just says it.
That's true.
It just says
it is words, I guess.
In plain English, it says
yeah,
it.
That's fair.
And then our last match of the week, Shane Falco versus Fat Rob Report, James Woods. Oh, that's a person.
James Woods.
I got to go James. James has got to – I think Le'Veon Bell's rolling.
Le'Veon Bell is going to mash this week.
Mm-hmm. I got to go James. Woods is, again, not your year. Sorry, bud.
I'm going to go Woods. I think he's due.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just go our quick who's got the Disco Era Award this week? Who's scoring the lowest amount of points? Is it Justin or Steve?
It's going to be Steve.
I'm going to go Justin, man. I can't go Justin. I picked Justin. I'm going to go Steve. I'm going to go with you. He's got a lot of problems going on.
His lineup he's rolling out is ugly.
Now, yo, who's Ham Award this week? Who's going Ham?
I think I'm going to go with Feinberg.
Feinberg?
Yeah.
I'm going to go James.
I already predicted Kareem Hunt was going to have 400 yards, so I got to stick
with Feinberg. Oh, you got to stick with that, man. You know, that's fucking 40 points by itself. I'm going to go with James. I think that James always gets one or two, top of weeks.
160-point weeks.
Yeah, this is his week, I feel. I'm going to go with James. And now our biggest margin of victory this week. Who's getting slain?
Who is Steve playing again?
Feinberg.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
I want to say it's going to be Fat Rob Report beating Woods up. I think it's going to be like 140 to 90 or something like that. It's going to be our big win of the week. All right, so going into our last spot of the week, is everyone waited for is the power rankings.
The power rankings.
So
a lot of movement.
Huge movement. Number 12 going from number 1 to 12 is Feinberg. You lost to Cheese, bro, and he changed his name to Ofer, more like Nofer. Yeah, you're number 12 this week, but 77 points. I got to hear him how he's a great. Now, Cheese all week, he's like, I got a great team, blah, blah, blah. I told you I wasn't going to be bad, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know how he finds time to do this. He's when he's in mediation all day. He's fighting Uber.
Pay Watts the $125.
I don't have time. I don't have time.
Pay out of pocket at this point just for respect. I'm sick of hearing about it. I don't want to hear no more about it. Feinberg, that's why you're number 12, because you let Cheese win and get one. You're 3-0. You lose to Cheese. Stop it. Herman, you ain't going nowhere at 11. You should really be 12, but you're 11 based on my Feinberg stipulation. Donk and me are 10-9. We just move up. We both get a win. You know, I feel that we haven't changed too much. Woods, I'm going to still put Woods above me at number 8. You know, I barely got by that guy. Number 7, Kuhn. Prove it to me again this week, Kuhn. I want to see that win again.
You just told me he has one of the best teams in the league, you think?
Yeah, but my power rankings are different. All right? It's my power rankings. Number 6, Steve. I think that this might be your last week here in the playoff scenario. Looking like you have a rough week.
This is not going to be good.
5, Cheese. All right? Maybe I'll give you the jinx, Cheese. I'll put you high, I'll put you in the playoffs, and I'll slap you right back down to reality. You're 5 this week, Cheese. 4, Watts. You know, one. I'm not going to kill you too bad for one loss like I did Feinberg, because you didn't lose to Cheese. Good for you. Launchpad, you're on a decline at 3.
3?
3. Launchpad is at 3. He still almost beat the guy without, you know, his two best players and getting nothing. So he's at 3. Number 2. James, man. I'm on the James train. I like it. I like Le'Veon Bell. And number 1, obviously, is Miller, Mike. So you might get the jinx this week, Mike.
I mean, I don't agree with any of this.
It's the official power.
You can't put me first.
Of course I can. No. That's the most official.
At best, thing. I'm second.
You're first. Feinberg's last.
Launchpad is closer to like 10 than he is 3.
Look, man. Well, y'all see next week what happens, right? This is based off this last week, right? This is the official power rankings, all right? So
what was Launchpad ranked last week? He might have moved up after we lost Dalvin Cook.
I don't know. Listen to last week's show and you'll remember, right? This is the official power rankings list, though, all right? So anyway, until next week, man, we will see you later.
Joe Budden, play you out. You came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that plank and get it on. Plank to fit it on. Came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that, twerk that. Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Say you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cuddle after we done, it wasn't worth that.